You could call it the invasion of the pink mustaches. If you've driven around Seattle lately, you've no doubt seen cars sporting the fuzzy additions on their front bumpers. The vehicles belong to drivers, and pretty much anyone can sign up, who've agreed to pick up riders as part of a service called Lyft, spelled L-Y-F-T. It's just one of several such companies that have started doing business in the area in the last 6 months. As with the others, such as Sidecar and UberX, everything you do, from scheduling to paying, you do from your smartphone.
Trying to build a more affordable, social, sustainable transportation system.
As evident in this YouTube promotional video for Lyft, the company's promised users more than just a ride.
What absolutely blows my mind is the connectivity. The drivers and the passengers just getting together.
Social connectivity aside, taxi drivers in Seattle say what the companies are offering isn't that different from regular cab service. As Don Gearhart with the Western Washington Taxi Cab Operators Association testifies before the King County Council, traditional taxis have to meet strict regulations.
They're subjected to rigorous background checks, fingerprinting, English tests, right along with county officials. And this happens on a yearly basis, and a video camera in every single taxi cab that's licensed in King County.
The response from cities across the country to this dilemma has been all over the map. New York and D.C. declared the new rideshare services illegal and staged raids on them. In California, the state figured out a way to regulate them. King County and Seattle, which share regulatory authority over taxi services, plan to come up with rideshare service ordinances by November. As one county councilman put it, what we're dealing with here is an entire industry in transition. Paula Whistle, KPLU News.